Braxton asked, and Parker grinned again. He enjoyed verbal sparring as a means of foreplay. He'd had enough buckle bunnies to satisfy him for a lifetime. Someone who made him think was a major turn-on. I've ridden bulls my whole life. I think I can manage a little detective.
I like a challenge.
Parker kicked the door down at 3 a.m. sharp. Detective Braxton and an array of state and local police stormed into the building behind him. Parker didn't flinch when the shots began to ring out. He'd been shooting since he was old enough to steady a rifle, and he rarely missed, especially when he saw what he saw. Cold rage filled him as he took out any man who fired on him. Women and children were in cages. Some were in dog cages, and some were in chain-link kennel runs. All appeared drugged and had been beaten. Parker kicked a man trying to flee in the back. He went sprawling to the ground as Parker dropped a hard knee to his back, yanked his arms back, and zip-tied his hands before practically throwing the man into one of the empty kennel runs and locking him in. By the time all was said and done, 15 men and 2 women had been arrested. 2 had been killed in a shootout. A state trooper had been wounded, and Andrea Braxton had bloody knuckles after beating the crap out of a man who'd tried to attack her. 53 victims had been rescued. 9 pallets of illegal firearms had been confiscated. Pounds and pounds of meth, fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin had also been confiscated.
"I'll talk,"
the man Parker was dragging by the arm shouted.
"But I want protection, man. Don't put me in with them. They'll kill me."
Parker stopped dragging him toward the bus they were using to transport all the detainees.
"Why would they kill you?"
"I'm the new guy. They always throw the new guy under the bus. I ain't going down for this. I just thought I'd be selling a little weed, man."
Parker looked down at the scrawny, obviously stoned Patsy who couldn't weigh more than 130 pounds.
"Okay, you want to talk? Let's talk."
That's the thing about U.S. Marshals. They were always after the bigger fish. The deadlier, the more connected, the more violent. That's who Parker wanted. This guy wasn't it. There was always someone bigger pulling the strings, and the instinct to hunt them down had Parker nodding goodbye to Detective Braxton and settling into an interrogation. Parker didn't want to brag, but he knew women liked him. He'd had his fair share of them, too. However, standing outside the arena in Lexington, watching his brother in the reigning event, and meeting Tilly Bradford was an experience all to itself. The woman was mesmerizing. Her blonde hair was pinned into a fancy bun at the base of her neck. She wore makeup, but not so much that it stood out. It seemed this firecracker of a woman was full of endless energy, as her mouth ran on, and out came way too much information. Such as finding him incredibly hot. The feeling was mutual. Parker was a big guy, but there was something about this curvy woman who sat on a horse twice her height and jumped 6-foot fences that had him totally infatuated. His brother Porter was a temporary CIA asset charged with watching Willa Aldridge, Tilly's best friend, to determine if she was a traitor or not. Willa clearly wasn't, and Parker enjoyed watching his brother trip over his feet and land flat at Willa's. But then Parker had met Tilly, and damned if he didn't completely understand Porter's goofy grin. It also had Parker going toe-to-toe with 2 silver spoon-fed brats, trying to bully Willa, Tilly, and everyone else at the horse-jumping event. Parker wasn't even mad when one swung a haymaker. It amused him greatly as he slammed his fist into the man's stomach and threatened him with assault on a federal officer. The dumbass had mistaken him for Porter. He'd been lucky because Porter wouldn't show nearly as much restraint as Parker.
"Willa, I might have to marry that man,"
Parker heard Tilly whisper to Willa. Normally, the M-word would have him running for the hills, but this time it made him puff up with pride.
"Davies!"
Newman shouted, and Parker looked up from his desk the first time back to the office the day after his brother's show, and falling head over cowboy boots for Tilly Bradford.
"That interrogation you did on the pot dealer yielded results. The man who financed the operation is from Florida. He didn't directly deal with the gang, but instead there was a go-between that secured the money from the man in Florida and presented the loan to the gang."
"So the main money man is in Florida?" Parker asked, picking up the file his boss had tossed on the desk.
"Yes, we don't have any information on the person who secured the money, though. The pot dealer was right to take the deal and..."